Mark has a question here about working with affiliates. I'm going to bring it on screen. Mark says, I have two possible opportunities. This is the first time Mark's going to be working with affiliates. One firm offer to promote someone else's courses, which happens to be a nice progression from my work. That's excellent. Otherwise, if you're promoting something that is not on a progression, not after your work or before your work, or a nice supplement to your work that's not competitive to your work, that's usually the best kind of affiliate thing. And also another opportunity to get commissions on seeds. Mark works with, teaches courses about indoor gardening, outdoor gardening, that kind of stuff. So that's why seeds, selling seeds. So I'm always wary about venturing to something. Yeah, very knowledgeable. I'm keen to know more about when to say yes or no to an affiliate and what are the keys to making such a partnership a success, as well as the potential pitfalls. Okay, so let's talk about this here. So as regards to promoting someone else's thing, I've already said, you know, ideally it's before your work. So imagining the ideal client, they're working with whatever it is that you do. What's something they would work with before they start working with you? Okay. Or something they would work with after they work with you, after they've done working with you, what would they go on to do next? Some service or use some product. Okay. Or something that is adjacent to you, but not so much competitive with you. I mean, technically, I actually think that some of the best affiliate promotions are where it's literally someone who does pretty much the same thing that I do. I don't mind promoting people like that when it's a friend and it's a colleague that I trust and a similar sized audience, all that stuff, because I don't mind. I'm like, who am I to hold you back from someone else who could do the same thing I do for you, but better? Or better for some of my people anyway. I like to create diversity. But for most people, it's a little scary to promote someone who's that close of a niche mate. So someone adjacent who does something for the same audience, but something different, I think is really nice. No, I would say in terms of the pitfalls there, I would only say that, you know, it's always a good idea to promote something and someone that you really believe in, because it comes across to your audience and you don't want your audience to go and join someone's email list or buy someone's thing and look at you and go, yeah, well, Mark was the one who recommended these seeds that don't grow or something like that. So it's like, especially if it's something you use, something you have some experience with, that's the best kind of promoting something else. In terms of getting promoted, someone's promoting your course, I mean, you got to think about things like what's the percentage you're willing to give. That's really tricky because it runs the gamut from anywhere from 10% to 50%, sometimes even higher. So if you are not sure, then you could ask your promoter, person who wants to promote your stuff, to say, hey, have you promoted other courses, and what's been the percentage that they've usually given? Because I'm curious, and I'm in the midst of adjusting my percentages. You can say that, and they'll give you an idea, or you can ask your own fellow entrepreneurs about percentages and get a sense of what the industry average among your industry is. I think that's a good idea to do that. As for me, I basically give away 40% of my course revenue to my affiliates. 25% is a direct commission and 15% is bonuses for my existing affiliates. But that's more than I've usually heard. I think 25% is pretty common. 20 to 30% is pretty common. But yeah, there are some courses who give 50%. Other pitfalls, I guess, would be link tracking. You have to look at that. Some kind of software where, you know, they get a link from you so that when they share it, anyone who comes through them will be tracked in your affiliate software. I use Simplero. You can look below this for a link, my affiliate link to the Simplero platform, because I'm an affiliate for Simplero too. I use it. I love it. And I am an affiliate for it. So you have some kind of affiliate platform software. Ideally, you would do it. But if you just want to get started, even without having affiliate software, then the simplest way is to you have a sales page, right? That's promoting your own product, your own course, your own product. Clone that sales page. You already did all the writing for it. Hell, here's my course, or here's my service, here's my product. You've already done it all. Clone that web page. Except now it says, hello, friends of, you know, George or whatever, whoever the promoter is, like, welcome, friends of, you know, promoter's name. Okay. Thank you for landing here. We believe that this course will be really helpful because you've also been learning from that promoter about this or that. So like it's a cloned page except with an introduction at the top. Maybe they could even make a video. That'd be great. If they could make an intro video about why your course is so great, and then you embed that video on top of their clone, their sales page, their version of your sales page, and then you put a unique PayPal button, that you create a PayPal button that's like, you know, Mark's course for George's audience, right? And then we know that, okay, anybody who buys from that PayPal button, it obviously came from me because they were on that page. So anyway, just a couple of things. And I could and probably will at some point teach an entire course about affiliate management because I have so much experience now. I have a thriving affiliate community of 300 affiliates. Yeah. And I pay profit sharing and bonuses and all that. So I've been doing this for years and it's been great. It's one of my favorite things to do in my business. So at some point I'll teach a course, but there's so much to talk about. I just wanted to give these general pointers, and you can comment below if you have any other questions. If I can quickly answer it, I will. Otherwise, I'll take those questions and put it into my affiliate course at some point in the future. So thank you. I hope this is helpful.